back to Eco Talk. I love this new genre of films we're seeing with a theme, a green theme in particular. Of course, there was An Inconvenient Truth. There's the Everything's Cool movie by Judith Helfand and Daniel Gold, all about global warming and denial around that. And this one just came across our desk, and I jumped on it. It's called Kilowatt Hours, and hours is spelled O-U-R-S. It's a plan to re-energize America by Jeff Barry, and he is with the Southern Energy Conservation Initiative. He's joining us to discuss this very film. Welcome to the program.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here.
Have you been making green films for a while, or is this your first?
Oh, I've been doing this for about 12, 13 years. I started in college, and that's when I made my first environmental documentary and realized that that's what I want to do for a living.
Well, that's great. Any we might have heard of?
Kilowatt Hours.
Well, we love this concept. So tell us what the genesis of this was. Why'd you pick this very hot topic?
Well, I've been interested in energy issues back to the 1970s, believe it or not. I'm only 37, but I was a kid in the energy crunch, the oil embargo of the 70s, and I remember the gas lines, and I remember not putting up holiday lights during the holiday season because everyone was banding together to save energy. And something happened after the 70s. We started using a lot more energy and not thinking about it as much. So that, I was raised having this environmental or this energy conscience about being conscientious about energy usage. And it just took me a while to come around and see that this is a film that needed to be made.
Absolutely. And the timing is perfect. You begin the film by posing some practical yet poignant questions. Let's listen to a short clip.
What if every time we flipped a light switch at home, a mountain exploded in West Virginia? Or every time we turned on the air conditioner in summer, a child had an asthma attack somewhere in Tennessee? Or when we turned up the heat, the entire planet was warming? And what if, instead of all that, we had a choice of something better? What choice would you make?
Wow, and I understand that you did a lot of man-on-the-street type interviews asking people if they know where our electricity comes from. And in the film, Dick Cheney actually says Americans take their electricity for granted. And you found what, that he's right?
He sure is. I felt I was trying to find a good messenger to raise that question that we take electricity for granted. And who better than Vice President Dick Cheney, who wrote our nation's energy policy that we're now using. And
An unlikely actor, I'm sure, in your film.
Oh, yeah, he's a great messenger. And that's true. That's really the premise of the film, is that we don't often think about where our electricity comes from and the cost of that electricity when we flip the light switch at home. And that was the key of this film, is to make sure people understand there are consequences, and we're all paying the price for that. But there are choices, and we have a much better choice. And when people are aware of that, it's a no-brainer. People make the right choice. They much prefer energy efficiency and conservation and green power, solar and wind, over coal. It's a no-brainer.
And usually when we think of pollution from coal-fired power plants, we think of breathing issues that affect our lungs. But what about some potential neurological effects? Did you find some there?
Oh, there are. There's an interview I have in the film with Dr. George Lucier from North Carolina, who's done a lot of research in the effects of mercury, which the largest source of mercury pollution in America is coal. Generated power plants, and mercury gets into our systems through the food we eat and through the environment, and it affects pregnant mothers, and it gets into the spinal system and the nervous system of the fetus and the child that is in development in the womb, and it causes lifelong learning development problems and attention deficit disorders and things like that. So we are fundamentally altering the development of our generations through the choices we're making today in energy usage.
And a real simple example of that we've been talking about and hearing a lot about lately, and that's just changing a light bulb, what a difference that can make. You know, few people would expect that leaving the light on for a couple of hours, if you're in another room, another part of the house, or you step out, could actually be causing pollution. But, of course, it takes electricity to generate the power to keep that light on, and most of that comes from coal-fired power plants. So once you explain that connection, hopefully we can make people more aware when they flip that light on and hopefully off. And, of course, it's not just lights. It's appliances, computers, everything that we Americans are kind of oblivious about.
There are the list of things that the average American can do in their home is it's just it's a long list. And we usually look at lights because that's the simplest, easiest, most visible thing to see. But like you mentioned, there are all sorts of other things we can do. And that's why we have put up a website for people to visit and get some of those energy-saving tips. And the film is full of ideas on what people can do to save energy and really, really clean up our environment in the same process.
This reminds me a little bit of what goes on to bring our food to the table. There was a list of the 7 most effective things you can do to be a better environmentalist from the Union of Concerned Scientists a few years back. And I've never forgotten the order. It was cars, cows, and cool, I think, something like that. Obviously, cars, we talk a lot about the problem there. That's not so hard to figure out. Cows, because a meat-based diet does use so many more resources in terms of what it takes to raise the cattle. And then there's also the refrigerators that most people, you know, hopefully have more energy-efficient models, but they were, about 10 years ago, far less efficient. And, of course, some people have an extra fridge in their garage, so that really is another one that makes a big difference.
Well, that's what we did in kilowatt hours. My wife and I go through our house and make a number of these changes ourselves. We decided to walk the talk that we were preaching here. And we changed out a refrigerator. We bought a used one for $200 that was a lot more efficient in a more recent model than the energy hog that we had. And we immediately saw a great reduction in our electricity bill. It just happened. It's an immediate impact when you make these changes.
It sounds like a little bit like Life with Ed, the series. Have you seen it on HGTV? Real Life with Ed and his wife, Rochelle?
Yeah, I know of Ed Begley. I've met him a few times, and I think his show, I have not seen it yet, but it's definitely the same concept, the things we can do in our house. And we can have debates and discussions about them between husband and wife and family members. But in the end, it's all about doing the right thing.
So it's Ed Begley meets Michael Moore, because you do ask some sort of political questions, meets Judith Helfand from Blue Vinyl and Everything's Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, we're sort of joking about this theme, but it's an idea whose time has apparently come, where we have documentaries that have a very serious message, but making it in a way that's engaging and entertaining is the challenge, and you've really pulled that off here.
Well, I appreciate that. That's a fine compliment. And yeah, it is a serious issue, and then the way what I show in Kilowatt Hours, and I hope the message carries across, is that there is a lot of hope out there, and these issues are very overwhelming and daunting and scary, and can breed apathy, but they don't have to, because the solutions are fun, and they're very real. They're available at our fingertips right now. If we just make the tiniest of efforts to reduce our energy usage, it makes a big difference.
And speaking of availability, you're hoping that this DVD will be shown in schools, and it's available in a shorter version, about 38 minutes, and a longer one, nearly an hour. I think it would be a great thing to do, get it in classrooms and community centers.
Yeah, and people can get the DVD on our website, kilowatthours.org, and that's hours without the H, and it's a .org. And they can find out where there may be a screening near them, or they can request a screening, get our materials. And so, yeah, we are trying to make this as accessible for people as possible. It's an important message, and we've seen that when people see the film, changes happen. People know what to do when they turn off that TV after watching Kilowatt Hours, and they go and make those changes and immediately see the savings on their energy bills.
And we just have a minute left, but I know you also have our friend Larry Gibson, the man who was the lone holdout on a mountain that the coal interests keep trying to buy. And you do look at mountaintop mining, which is something we just talked about on yesterday's show, so we don't need to go into and don't have a lot of time. But he's an inspiring character, isn't he?
Oh, I was very inspired by him. I have hours of footage with him, and I'm inspired every time I hear what Larry's doing, and he's fighting a good fight.
The Power of One, and thank you for your work and what you're doing, Jeff Barry. Again, the film is called Kilowatt Hours, A Plan to Re-Energize America. I highly recommend it. We'll be back right after these messages.